Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. We are speaking about that close similarity between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the nisbat. The same way that the brothers and relatives of Sayyiduna Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu first faced martyrdom, the brothers and relatives of Sayyiduna Ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu also faced the same. Both men were martyred at the end. The martyrdom of relatives and brothers had no effect whatsoever on the valor and bravery of the two men. And before being martyred, they fought and killed several of the enemy's men. There were thousands within the enemy ranks. But none had the might to face the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the grandson of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The motivator behind Sayyiduna Hussein's enemy radiyallahu anhu was Shimur, while Hajjaj was in the latter's case. The same manner in which blood gushed from Sayyiduna Hussein's blessed head radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and covered his entire body, Sayyiduna Ibn Zubayr's blood gushed from his head till his beard became red. The bodies of both men were covered with wounds overall. No single person had the courage to martyr either man. Both men were martyred at the hands of multiple men striking simultaneously. The similitude of courage and valor displayed by both men in the battlefield is hard to find in the annals of history. The enemies of both men were burning with such rage that even after martyrdom, their heads were severed and the bodies disrespected. The body of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to as a part of his body, was trampled upon by horses. Similarly, the hateful Hajjaj had the severed head of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu sent to the ruler Abdul Malik in Sham, and his body hung in a high place for all to see outside the city. The body of the grandson of the Prophet Al-Hussein radiallahu anhu lay without a coffin or without a grave for 3 days, after which the residents of Ghazriya performed the ceremony. On the other hand, the grieving mother of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu requested for his body only to be refused. The corpses of both men were buried without the head. The head of Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu was first routed to Kufa from Karbala, and then from Kufa to Sham. The head of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu was also routed to Sham to the ruler Abdul Malik. After the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida bin Zainab bin Fatima, the daughters of the prophetic household, had a fierce debate with the governor of Kufa, Ibn Ziyad. Similarly, after the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Ibn Zubayr, the daughters of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, won a fierce debate against the tyrant Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Thus, it is evident that the similarities between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu extended from the individual level to that of their families and bloodlines, rank and duties. The two men also bore relativity in terms of the different positions in life that they both had from a number of different social angles. It really perplexes the ordinary human intellect for two people to have this level of resemblance in lifestyles. One, both had a special relation of companionship to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that when the martyred body of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was placed on a bed, everyone gathered to pray around it. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "I was amongst them. Someone rested and placed his elbows on my shoulders and started praying, 'May Allah have mercy on you. I had hoped that Allah would unite you with your companions, for I often heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, I Abu Bakr and Umar stayed outside.'" When Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma turned his attention towards the person, lo and behold, it was Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajha. Two, the status that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu reached was because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani, rahmatullah alayhi, statement points to the fact that this status was due to the proximity to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as he was close to him and he was close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi writes in one of his famous maktubat or letters, "In the eyes of this humble person, Shaykhain, that is Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, are exalted in status and rank to that of the other Sahaba, and no one shares this rank. Further, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu gathered this treasure through Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Number three, Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha received guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani alayhi rahma states, "Khwaja Muhammad Parsa rahmatullah alayhi has put forth his research in the Risala-e Qudusiyah that the same way Hazrat Amir Ali radiallahu anhu received mentoring from the seal of the Prophets sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ali karramallahu wajha also received it from Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the same manner. Both men were beloved to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha than everyone else. Hazrat Urwa radiallahu anhu states, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the most beloved to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In turn, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was the apple of the eye to both men respectively. Six, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the forefather of Sayyiduna Jafar Sadiq radiallahu anhu, so is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Seven, just as Allah Ta'ala has addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as sahibuka, your companion, In the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as your companion also. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that I was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Abu Bakr came holding the corner of his cloth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned towards the Sahaba and said, "Your companion, it seems as if he has come from fighting someone." Sahih Bukhari, Manaqib al-Muhajirin. Both men were followed by the Ummah as role models. Hazrat Shaiba radiallahu anhu reports that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was once sitting in the Kaaba and I was sitting with him. He said, "I intend to distribute all the gold and silver in the Baytullah amongst the Muslims. I intend to distribute all the gold and silver in the Baytullah amongst the Muslims." I said, "No." To which he inquired, "Why?" "Your two friends, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, did not do this." He said, "Those two are such that they are worthy of being followed." From Sahih Bukhari, Book of Hajj. 9. The perfection of unity amongst the two is represented from the fact that both men were leaders at the same time within the same salah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that when the Prophet's illness sallallahu alaihi wasallam became severe, he instructed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead the salah. Thus he began to lead prayers. One day, when the illness subsided a bit, he came out with the support of two men during prayer. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started to step back, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him not to do so. He came and sat to the left of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thus the hadith has it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offering his prayer, his salat, while sitting, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu while standing. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the people would follow behind Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Number 10, the blessed names of both men are written in the skies. The eminent scholar Jalaluddin Suyuti alayhi rahmah writes that Abu Ya'li reports from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that I was raised towards the skies. I did not pass the sky where my name Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and after it the name of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was not mentioned. Tariqul Khulafa. 11. The companions would always praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. 12. Both men suffered disrespecting rhetoric against them by the idolaters and the infidels. The historian Nadwi alayhi rahma writes that Ka'b and Bajir were two brothers. Their father Zubair was a famous poet from the era of ignorance, and thus they had literally inherited the skill of poetry. Bajir radiallahu anhu turned to Islam, but when Ka'b heard about his conversion, he wrote insulting couplets against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to show his furor. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read these couplets, they grieved him a lot, and thus he ordered for Ka'b to be executed wherever found. 13. Furthermore, there were constant other insults. Whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called insane, وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ, Hazrat Abu Bakr was also referred to as majnoon and insane. They said that this son of Abu Kahafa is insane and mad. 14. Both men were subject to intense torture at the hands of the Meccans, to the extent that the vast land of Makkah appeared to be constricted. They continued the mission of preaching Islam within these circumstances till things became intense enough to hinder this main purpose of staying in Mecca, only then did they accept some of the conditions of the chiefs of the Quraysh. After the death of the Prophet's uncle, Abu Talib, the Meccans exiled him, and thus he turned towards Taif to preach Islam. After the torment of Taif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again turned towards Mecca and asked the chief Mut'im ibn Adi for protection. He, Mut'im ibn Adi, had his sons dispatched for the protection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thus he came back to Mecca. Concerning Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, it comes that he left Mecca for Habsha after being disturbed by the Meccan torment. On the way, he met Ibn Abid Dughna, the chief of the tribe Qara. He stopped him from migration and thus took him back to Mecca under his protection. So leaving Mecca and coming back under the protection of someone is also similar between the two blessed lives. 15. After the Meccan boycott of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household, he left with his uncle Abu Talib and household for the gorge of Abu Talib. Here for 3 years, they suffered intense hardships to the extent that there would be nothing to eat. On the other hand, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu could obviously not leave his beloved friend alone, and thus he spent the 3 years with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam under intense hardships. Quranic praise and divine glad tidings. Another amazing way that percolates the resemblance between the two divinely guided lives is that the noble Quran talks of both men in high words. The following are some examples. One, both men were praised with the words Atqa, the most pious, Akram, the most honorable. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the most pious and the most honorable in the eyes of Allah from amongst the children of Adam, and I do not feel superior about it. The Quran highlights Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as Atqa, the most pious, and Akram, most honorable also. Allah says, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Surah Al-Layl, which was revealed concerning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the most pious one, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى, will be saved shortly, who gives from his wealth to attain purity. Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahmatullah alayh, writes in the Tafsir Bayanul Quran that even though the words used are implied to everyone, even though the meaning is for everyone, the verse was revealed when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu purchased Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and set him free for the pleasure of Allah, thus freeing him from slavery. Thus Allah Ta'ala referred to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as the most pious one in this verse, although it refers to all those who come under that. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. At another point in the Quran, he states, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Again, even though the verse is general, which means, verily the most honorable amongst you in the eyes of Allah is أَتْقَاكُمْ, the most pious of you, which is quite general. But also again, it was concerning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This definition puts Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu forth as the most honorable as well. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti alayhi rahma writes that it is narrated by Ibn Jarir radiallahu anhu on the authority of Amir ibn Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu that these verses were revealed for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Both men were given glad tidings of Allah's pleasure in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And soon your Rabb is going to give you that which will make you well pleased, and in, which is about the Prophet, Surah Al-Duha. And in the surah before this one, Surah Al-Layl, he states, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرُضَى, and shortly he shall be pleased. The revered scholar of Quranic tafsir, Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Rahmatullah alayhi, notes that this verse was revealed in praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرُضَى. In fact, Surah Al-Layl is about him. Surah Al-Duha is about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِكَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. O people who believe, O people who believe, whoever turns away from his deen from amongst you, Allah shortly will bring forth a nation. He will love them and they will love him. Imam Bayhaqi, Rahmatullah alayhi, states that Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah alayhi, explains that this verse refers to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and his army in fighting against the apostates. This army then fought those who turned apostate after the Prophet's death, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and turned them back to Islam. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah alayhi also describes this verse pointing towards the same party. Thus, it is evident that those who followed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were beloved to Allah, just as those who followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. This verse shows that those who follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are beloved to Allah, while the verse above shows the same for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The same verse detailed above for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr states, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They'll be soft towards the Muslims and harsh towards the non-believers, Surah Al-Ma'idah. The same comes for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and the people with him are harsh on the infidels and merciful amongst each other. The climax of unity is depicted from the fact that not only were the two lives similar to each other, but the destiny, the taqdeer of those who followed them was also announced to be the same by Allah himself. 5. The same verse detailed about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has, وَلَا يَقَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they will not fear the mockery of that one who mocks, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu narrates that one of the things on which the companions pledged allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that we shall not fear the mockery of the one who mocks in the path of Allah. Thus both men remained unworried about all hurdles in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both men were entitled to the special bounties of Allah after detailing all the attributes of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the verse above from Al-Ma'idah. Allah states, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is the fadl, the munificence of Allah, his bounty. He grants it to whoever he wishes. In Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse 4, after detailing the attributes and the goals of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala states, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is the fadl of Allah. He grants it to whomsoever he wants. It is worth analyzing that Allah Ta'ala's words are the same for both personalities. Both men were instructed to not worry by Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْكِمْ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Grieve not over them and do not become tense over their plotting. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was instructed, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لا تحزن إن الله معنا. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companion, "Do not worry, verily Allah is with us." Both men have been given the title of second of the two, ثاني اثنين. Allah Ta'ala refers to both men as إِذْ أَقْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. When the people who disbelieve exiled him, second of the two, when they were in the cave, Surah At-Tawbah. All these titles and glad tidings from Allah Ta'ala depict the peak of similarity and mushabahat between any two personalities in the history of mankind. You can't find two people like this together. Final illness, in addition to other things, the illness that served as a cause of death for both men also had astounding resemblance. One, the main cause of illness for both men became poison. Both men were given this poison by a Jew, a Yahudi. Three, both men were given the poison by being mixed in the food. Four, the food was presented as a gift to both men. Five, the poison was not effective immediately, and instead it spread gradually. Six, both men had another participant in the food who was affected immediately and died due to the poison. Seven, because the base cause for death became the poison from an enemy, essentially both men were martyred. Though it was not as apparent as in other cases, both men reached the glory of martyrdom and yet were saved by Allah from tasting the bitter disgrace of being blood-ridden and dusty at the hands of the enemy. Allah saved them from that, but yet gave them martyrdom. Such was how Allah prevented His special of the special servants from the possibility of post-battle insult. 8. The apparent symptoms for both men was unusually high fever. For both men, this fever lasted 2 weeks, and thus the period of illness was 2 weeks. The intensity of illness would reach the extent that they would become unconscious. The pain prevented both the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu from reaching the masjid for salat, and thus they appointed another leader over the salat. The man that they both appointed respectively became the next leader or the Khalifa. In the Prophet's case sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu himself, and in his case it was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Both men suffered from extreme weakness, and it became impossible for both to even stand without support. But regardless of the difficulty, both men would peer into the masjid from their windows. Those present in the masjid would be delighted to see them and listen to their valuable words. Though medication and treatment is not against the sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not use it. Every moment from the lives of both men was spent tirelessly in the path of deen, even during their final moments. These details point to the fact that both men dispatch an army of Muslims against that of disbelievers in their final moments. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the hardship, called for Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu and took reports of the expedition. Did Abu continue next week, inshallah.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't.